So just in the last couple of minutes, we've talked about a number of important or key concepts in psychological research. Again, I'm just going to kind of brush over these. They're in the text, and they're important. So there's ways you can get additional information about what they all mean. Data is what we collect from our subjects. Data is the result of our measurement. So in this experiment, the data that we're collecting is pain relief. But data depends entirely on the nature of the experiment. So pain relief is the data in this experiment, but reaction time is data in somebody else's experiment. Brain waves might be data in yet another experiment. It's what we measure and collect from our subjects or participants. We've talked about, indirectly, about variables. There's two major categories of variables in psychological research, or really any research. One is the independent variable, and the second is the dependent variable. Independent variable is that you change, that you manipulate in the experiment. So in this case, we were manipulating the medication. So our independent variable is medication, and that in particular is whether subjects got the Tylenol or got the aspirin. So the independent variable in this study was type of medication. The dependent variable is what we measure. So it's dependent in that the measurement hopefully depends on what you manipulated. So there's a relationship between the dependent variable and your experimental manipulation or independent variable. So our dependent variable in this study was the pain rating. Now, independent variables can be of many different types. I've just got a couple phrases up here to mention. An independent variable can be qualitative or quantitative. In this experiment, the independent variable was qualitative. That is to say, aspirin is different than Tylenol. So it's a qualitatively different variable. Different substance, actually, the same variable. So aspirin is different than Tylenol. It's not more or less than Tylenol, it's just different. So that's a qualitative variable. We might measure sex of subject or manipulate sex of subjects as an independent variable. So males and females are qualitatively different. We might look at depressed subjects versus control or non-depressed subjects. Again, they're qualitatively different. A quantitative variable, independent variable, would be where you would manipulate the level of something. Manipulate more or less of. So you could take a medication like aspirin or Tylenol as your independent variable and then manipulate how much of it you gave to your subjects. So that would be a case of a quantitative independent variable. You see people talk about conditions sometimes. A condition is a part of your independent variable. It could be either qualitative or quantitative. So a condition might be 100 milligrams of Tylenol. Another condition might be 400 milligrams of Tylenol. Condition might be punishment in one group and positive reinforcement in another. And it's similar. Levels is a similar concept. So you could have an independent variable that had several levels. All of these things you'll hear described as part of the experiment, and usually when you talk about conditions or levels, you're talking about the amount of or the kind of independent variable that you're studying. Okay, now let's jump out of variables and talk a little bit more about population and sample. Actually, I've mentioned this before. Population is the large group of people about which you want to learn something. So it could be all people in the universe. It might be all college students in the United States. Might be all college students at the University of Delaware, all freshmen. It's the ultimate group about which you want to learn something or about which you want to make an inference to. The sample is the people you study. And populations are generally so large that you can't do an experiment, including the whole population. So we take, hopefully, a sample that represents this population, and we'll talk more about that in a little while. So a sample is a small group selected from the population. The population is the large group that you really care about, the large group about which you want to learn. Okay, related are the concepts of parameter and statistic. They are essentially the same thing, except a statistic is collected from a sample, a parameter is collected from the population, or as a characteristic or a property of the population. So if I'm measuring pain relief, I can get an average pain relief from my sample. That average pain relief from those 60 or 30 subjects would be a statistic about the sample. That same average, if it were collected from the population, would be a parameter. So what we're really interested in doing in inferential statistics is learning about population parameters. We want to know about the mean pain relief of all subjects who take aspirin, or the mean pain relief of all subjects who take Tylenol. Those are population parameters. We never know these things because we never know the population. So what we do is we take a sample, we measure that statistic, and then hopefully make a valid inference about the population. Okay?